Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com. Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
B-Pod Studios.
Nap. Sports up.
Tusher. I can't believe he did that.
Rich. I didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
98.5 to Sports Hub, or Toucher and Rich. Go ahead, Rich.
Real quick, want to mention this because our listeners in the past have helped out so much. But once a year, in honor of my wife and everyone else who fights leukemia, I'm going to be walking in the Light the Night Walk, which is going to be Thursday night down at Boston Common. And, you know, every year, because of you guys, our team raises a lot of money, but we've gotten a little bit of a late start this year. So whatever you can help give, it goes right to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, which we've seen, you know, firsthand how they just make miracles happen. If you can donate, I don't care how little it is, you know, obviously it goes to one of the best causes that I can vouch for. Just go to our Twitter page at Toucher and Rich. The link is right there. And I've heard there's a bunch of extra people from the station who are going to be walking as well, who are raising money. So however you donate, I don't care. It doesn't matter who you donate it to or whose team, rather. But you can go to at Toucher and Rich. You guys have always been very, very gracious with your donations. And if you could help us out, that would be phenomenal. Let's help fight cancer's ass and all the other people who end up fighting leukemia. So at Toucher and Rich is where you can find that link.
Okay, well, these two gentlemen don't have kids that play Fortnite for some reason. Maybe not intelligent to figure it out.
So we don't know what this music means right here? The spooky Fortnite music? Is this the theme?
I don't know.
According to Bird, he shakes his head yes.
All right. Well, Bird loves Fortnite. Well, kids.
Spooky.
Kids, my son is obsessed with it. I know all his friends are obsessed with it, and I know a lot of adults.
I follow Jake DeBrusque on Twitter, and he got pissed when this happened.
Yeah. A lot of athletes, Juju Smith-Schuster, while mic'd up, asking everyone after the game if they want to play Fortnite. Now, Fortnite did something very smart.
Brilliant and hysterical at the same time.
Right. What they did is there was some kind of bomb situation if you were playing, and then it went to a black hole.
Yeah, so for people who aren't familiar with Fortnite, it's a game where you log on, and there's people who are always playing. Like, the world always exists. Even when you go to sleep, the world is going on. And so what happened was all of these people who were playing at this one time, this bomb hits it, and just the world, everyone who was playing got sucked into a black hole, and in the middle of their screen was just this little circle. And basically, everything went offline for a day and a half. People who are obsessed. Like, there are articles that just came out recently that Fortnite is as addictive as cocaine.
Well, that's,
so can you imagine if they just took your cocaine away from you?
That was two parents in Canada that got upset about Fortnite.
But you know firsthand how crazy kids can get over, or not kids, anyone can get over Fortnite.
If you give your kids carte blanche to play Fortnite as much as they want, yes, you would probably get into a situation where if they could, they would stay up until like 4 in the morning playing Fortnite.
So the reaction.
But that lawsuit was ridiculous. You made the game too good!
So for a day and a half, it's gone away. And as you said, in a brilliant marketing move, they launched like Chapter 2. And I think it launched this morning around like 4 o'clock. So it's back up now. But a day and a half, people are looking at this circle. And, you know, nowadays, on things like Twitch, which we're streamed on, people like to broadcast themselves playing video games. So the good news is you have plenty of fresh reaction to this going on. So, shall we get to a tape of two grown gentlemen who were playing, who were not too happy with the situation?
All right.
All right, so Fred, here we go.
This is when someone takes away your video game.
Right underneath, right under the meteor. It's created like an ultimate rift. How many rockets is this?
The meteor's
powering up!
Oh, no!
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my...
Dude, look at the rift getting bigger!
The meter's going.
No!
The meter's
going. Holy Jesus! The meteor went in the rift?
Alright, so are these guys caping themselves on Twitch?
Yes!
What the hell is going on?
This is the $1 million idea. Jesus! These two spazzes playing Fortnite on Twitch. I can't stop watching them.
Did it just save the map?
Up. Look directly up.
Oh my God.
Listen to the music. This is the end!
This
is the end! It's slowly falling! No! What was meant to happen the first time? It's going to the zero point! It's going to the zero point!
Oh my God.
Oh my God! What is going on?
That was the first time that he saw a porno 3 days ago.
Oh my God! What is going on?
Listen to the guy just moaning in the background. This is what it would have sounded like if this guy would have found Nick in his bed all covered in crap.
No, that's just Nick all covered in crap.
Nick's like, I was just standing here.
Nick with the moaning and the guy, what is happening?
Hands on his face, smearing himself like an ancient warrior. So much poopy.
Oh my God. What is going on?
Look up. Oh my God.
The meteor.
No way.
This is everything.
Oh my God.
That's the sentence that you want back.
Jesus God.
That's something that you want back. This is everything. Now it's time to curl up with some bonbons and just kind of get under the covers for a few weeks.
This is everything.
Oh my God. I have literal chills
right
now. I
have the chills. This is the end.
Oh my gosh.
Bye, Greasy.
Goodbye, Reed.
Bye. Thanks for the memories.
Wow. And then they just sat there and stared into the nothingness and cried.
And said, what next?
So those are two grown men, and apparently these are guys, the kind of people who get paid a lot to watch and play video games. But then there's just the normal person. Like, let's say the kid in Germany, just playing on his own, making these sounds when it all goes down.
Man.
That's right. That's after those bad calls. The Trey Flowers hand to the face.
Yeah, he was watching the Lions game and acting justly. Everything sounds like way more sinister in German.
It does, right? He's like seven. They couldn't even
everything just sounds like, Lord knows what he was saying, but it just sounds very sinister.
Does it sound sinister in Korean? Let's find out. Here's a gentleman speaking in Korean who gets so upset. The knocking sound that you're going to hear is his keyboard onto his skull.
Is that like K-pop in the background?
There's always K-pop in the background.
Just constantly K-pop in the background.
Why wouldn't there be?
I just imagine.
Because all of a sudden, like, happy music started playing.
That wasn't like tapping himself in the head. He was whacking himself pretty good there.
Cracking himself with a keyboard. Oh, like, I'm talking, God. You know, almost like Monty Python. You saw me there. I mean, like, straight onto the front of his head. Like that.
Well, that's...
I might need to hear that again. I might need to hear him getting his skull.
It doesn't
cracked
sound nearly as sinister as the German one.
I mean, how does that thing not break?
Who knows if it did or not? But, yeah, so if there was something glorious about it, I thought for a moment, I got very excited that maybe Fortnite was just gone. Like someone who had like crazy amount of money, like hacked in. No, just bought it and just said, I'm just going to shut it down to be an a-hole.
Yeah, okay, is there anybody whose family members lost their minds because Fortnite went down? That I would like to hear.
I bet you there are tons.
617-779-0985.
We attempted this yesterday, but there was no one listening. Okay. So
now, even the grandma who tells the weather, she had a little bit of an issue with Fortnite. Oh, that's what I'm not. Here it is. Here's the lady.
What the f*** happened to Fortnite? Looks like a f***ing a*****. This is supposed to be the new f***ing season? Oh, I ain't playing it no f***ing more.
All right, so the grandma was a little upset, too.
It's just the visual of her sitting in front of the TV.
If you have to play Fortnite through a generator, you've wasted your money on that game console. All right, so we'll be right back.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com. Go to www.best40.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The answer is simple.
Follow the Sports Hub on the Twitch app.
They are spectacular.
Kutcher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Whenever we get calls, the phone screener jams.
I got a great tweet for, because we were talking about how Fortnite just went down for a day and a half. It just went missing. So when you go online and you tried to play it, there was just this tiny little circle in the middle, which the old lady called, use a certain term for anus. And somebody said, I work part-time at GameStop and people lost their damn minds yesterday. We had five people try to bring in their system for warranty exchanges because they could not get on Fortnite. So it's a guys, my 10-year-old was beside himself for the 2 days. At first, I thought the break would be a great thing, but after 2 days, I was begging for the babysitter to come back.
Yeah, there is something about Fortnite where if you're in a jam, it takes a little bit of the pressure off, especially when it's on a different floor than you are. All right, this thing's all
I wonder if there was any 911 calls. I mean, there was.
I bet you anything there were.
There was that woman in Brookline who, you know, called because her computer was beeping.
I bet you Brookline. I bet you Brookline 911 got a call.
You think there's old people playing Fortnite?
I think there are other people other than young, older people who live there. I bet you anything Brookline 911 got a call.
Or maybe someone was babysitting their grandson or granddaughter and decided that it was ample time to call the police.
Woman with a noise meter. I mean, she has to do something before she wakes up early in the morning and checks out Star Market.
All right, we're not going to take phone calls on this because everything's all jammed up.
It's all locked up?
It's all locked up, baby. All locked up in the city. So what are you going to do? All right, so you saw this El Camino. You fell asleep during it?
So it wasn't because it was bad. It was actually pretty good. But the Breaking Bad movie, which I'd been waiting for on Saturday night, I watched the first hour and 15 minutes or so and then started to doze off. But I enough so that I woke up and I kind of know how it ended.
but I kind of missed the important parts in the middle of it. But yeah, it was fine. It, like, I don't know if it needed to exist, but I'm glad it did. You know, it didn't like hurt the legacy of Breaking Bad. It didn't harm it either. It was just kind of there, kind of nice for 2 hours to sit and like watch all the old characters come back.
Because you were like beside yourself. This is something that you desperately wanted to see.
Couldn't wait for it. I could not wait for it. And, you know, it doesn't really, it's basically as if they added just two episodes onto it. And, you know, I think I was maybe expecting there to be a like huge arc they were going for in this, like almost like a complete second storyline, but it's not. It's just if they added like two extra episodes. And it was good. I mean, it was basically a way for Vince Gilligan to get a lot of the old cast members back to kind of say goodbye, I guess, because a lot of it was, without giving anything away, him thinking back in the past. So past characters who have died come back.
So it was a money grab.
No, it was good. No, it was very good what I saw, and I liked it, and it was a good story to tell. But I think it was also Vince Gilligan going, "Hey, let's get the band back together for one little thing." And
no, so it's like Grown Ups.
No, because Grown Ups sucked. Yeah, Grown Ups is the worst.
Wait a second. When Adam Sandler blows the basketball game at the end of Grown Ups just to give Colin Quinn a little bone, you think that was bad?
Is that Grown Ups 2 or Grown Ups 1? So you've seen Grown Ups 2. Because I never saw the second one. I only saw the first one.
Wait, didn't the first Grown Ups, they take on a basketball team? And
I know Shaq's in one of them.
Okay, he was not. Which is the one where Schneider has the hot daughter?
Well, Schneider was only in the first one, I think.
Okay, so there you go.
Because he got shunned in the second one. They didn't bring him back. I think they replaced him with, who's the guy who's in Grandma's Boy? Nick Swardson, I think.
Okay, because yeah. The first one, then I've only seen the first one because it's on TV a lot.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, and you pop that on and you go, why was this made?
Yeah, it's a money grab. It's him and all of his buddies could go on vacation with their families and hang out and josh around and get paid. And anyone who saw that movie, like paid to go see that movie, like should be ashamed of themselves.
Yes. Yeah, it's well, that's the people that go to see Kevin James do anything should be ashamed of themselves.
There was a list of the worst movies of the century so far that came out. And I believe there were like three Kevin James in a row. It was The Zookeeper.
I don't even know what that is. Is that him just like slipping in poo and stuff?
Pretty much. Like, and the gorilla throwing him around and then the gorilla throwing poo on him and then getting punched by a kangaroo and then the kangaroo throwing poo on him. And then I think there was the other one where he was the mall cop, Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Yeah.
And then Mall Cop 2, where he goes to Las Vegas. That was right there, two in a row.
Now, so if I see Paul Blart Mall Cop 2, am I lost if I haven't seen the first?
There were a lot of unanswered questions for the first one.
Because I got to know, why is this son of a bitch in Vegas?
You know who loves the Paul Blart movies? Scott Zolak.
Oh, he loves.
I don't believe it.
He does.
That's like people who say Radiohead's their favorite band.
Unsolicited, he has brought this up, that he likes that movie.
No, that's in the same form. Like, people say Radiohead's their favorite band, and you're like, no, they're not. You don't like that.
All right, so let's go to Kevin James's Rotten Tomatoes page. And out of, oh my gosh, I mean, he's made a million movies. Let's say, I'm looking here, let's say he's made 40 movies. How many of them have a tomato, which means that it actually got a positive review?
Okay, because he's...
Which means over 60%, I think, is a tomato?
Five.
No, okay, so did the one with Will Smith, was that a positive
Hitch.
Review?
Hitch is one of the few.
Okay,
Hitch got 68%.
Because Will Smith actually has talent when he wants. All right. None of the grown-ups, none of the things he did with Sandler... not the video game one where they just gave the little guy from Game of Thrones a mullet, and that was supposed to be funny.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Pixels.
Oh, Pixels. Okay, which all I did not right. see.
You never all put right. You never put Pixels on for the kids and left for an hour and a half.
No, I have not. I know the movie Bob did not like that very much.
Kevin James was the president of the United States. It's wacky.
No, I think Pixels ended up getting a nice 16% positive.
Yeah, that was not great. Okay, so Kevin James, Hitch probably was one because
Hitch is one.
He probably did not have a lot of responsibility.
Out of 40 movies, how many have positive, like how many have a tomato?
There's no way there's five.
Five.
There's no way there's five.
Lower.
There's no way there's five.
There's four.
Oh, come on.
Hotel Transylvania 3, Summer Vacation.
Oh, that does not count. That is an animated film that does not count. That, you know what pisses me off?
What's that?
Is with animated films, like why do you hire stars?
Just have
voice. Some people go because it's the
star. What the idiot cares? First of all, if you're seeing Transylvania, whatever, you're taking your kids. What do you kids think, that stupid Kevin James, they care?
It's Sandler doing the most of the voices in that.
Fine, but Sandler can do voices. Kevin James just sits there and goes, like, ah, I'm a dick.
And to your point, Monster House is another one. That is another cartoon.
It does not count. Those do not count.
And then one called The Client List, which I've never even heard of.
He blows his...
Jennifer Love Hewitt and Cybill Shepherd.
Yeah, he blows his head off in the first 30 seconds of the movie. And everyone just rejoices.
So
I can leave.
Let's go through some of the films he has made and the ratings. You've got Pixels with 16%. Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2. Maybe we just do... Do you got the Price is Right theme? We just do over-under.
Right. That's fair.
Over-under right. On the Rotten Tomatoes score for the Kevin James movie.
Okay.
Let's start with Grown Ups 2.
Grown Ups 2, 8%.
I'll go lower. I say 3.
7% on Grown Ups 2.
Technically, I would have won that one.
Now, because they was it like some random like Christian Science thing that they gave them like they gave it a positive because they didn't show boobies.
I should actually click on this and see what. Okay, Grown Ups 2. The positive review, if I can get to far enough down the page. Okay, this is from the film stage.
Ah, the film stage.
It's not terribly deep and insightful, as moments in the way way back are, but Grown Ups 2 is comfortable and at times genuinely hilarious. And right above that is a review from the New York Times saying, this is PAP, plain and simple, scattered, raunch light, devoid of emotional resonance.
You know what I want from a movie is comfortability. Mm-hmm. I just want to get in there and feel nice and comfortable.
Grown Ups, or let's go with Paul Blart Mall Cop 2.
That is below 5.
I'll say
that might be 0.
I say 2.
I'll say 0.
We go with 5% for Paul Blart Mall Cop 2.
That's just some renegade trying to be cool.
Pretty much trying to get his name out there. How about True Memoirs of an International Assassin?
Is that reviewed for critics?
I think Dan Roach actually saw this movie in the theater. I remember having this conversation with him.
And he said he loved it.
Yes, right. He did.
It's the movie where he is mistaken for like a crime writer and ends up like they use him to solve a mystery.
5%.
Like, I'm just a fat guy. I got nothing going on.
Yeah. I'll say 7.
5%.
0%.
I should have gone 0, but I didn't want to double down.
Yeah, that's a 0.
How is he still making things? I mean, he's just the worst.
You would have loved to have bid on, Fallon, where they did like a pratfall contest. And Kevin James just bounced off things and dropped water jugs all over himself. You would have loved it, Fred. It was great.
Yeah, that's great.
So he was in...
I would have really loved it. Two comedic geniuses.
Pinocchio, 0%. He was in I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry, 14%. Paul Blart Mall Cop, the original, 32%. Grown Ups, the original, 10%. The Dilemma, 24%. That was awful. Zookeeper, 14%. Here Comes the Boom. Ooh, 40%. That seems like a...
what the hell was that?
He was a wrestler in that. He had to become a wrestler.
I thought he was an MMA guy.
Oh, I think that's right. MMA, not wrestler. Yeah. But he had to save the school. That is like a Criterion Collection at 40%.
That's right.
He's got Stranded, whatever that is, 0%.
Whoa. Here Comes the Boom, I'm being told, was filmed at Everett High.
Oh!
Hey, now!
Any of your friends in it there, Byrne? Yeah, probably, of course.
They wouldn't let him in.
And then he's got one called Little Boy, which was 23%. Pixels at 16%. And then after that, it seems like he stopped making movies. So I guess people finally smartened up.
Yeah. Well, listen, he's a real piece of crap in person, too. All right. Nick, young, sickly Nicholas, strangely enough, not covered in his own waste.
Is that the covered in your own waste sound effect?
Yeah, that's the hospital. He's hitting the button for codeine. This is young, sickly Nicholas. At one point,
oh my gosh, I just completely missed out. So how did I completely miss out on this? So he said, I don't even have the clip. How many of these got tomatoes? How did I just lose that?
That's on
you. And how do I not have the clip, like, ready to go here?
That is on you. All right. Well, listen. Poor sickly Nicholas that at one point found close to death in his bed, humiliatingly covered in his own feces, discovered by his girlfriend, went out bravely to the Bruins matinee yesterday. And I assumed that people would be very intoxicated because...
Early game.
I would imagine you start drinking it at 8.
Yep, yep.
Or something of that nature. So, young, sickly Nicholas, 1 point, covered in his own feces, walks out of the house, and we will have that audio.
Tomatoes. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Boston's home for sports. Sports Hub.
Just because you've never been hit in the head with a puck doesn't mean you can't sound like you've been hit in the head with a puck.
Wins are for kids.
It's the Toucher and Rich Drunken Bruins Recap.
Kids win.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
At 5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. And young Nicholas, who at one point was found by his girlfriend covered in feces in his bed and then rushed off to several hospitals until it was found that there was no hope, that he needed a valve in his heart.
Nick, this is kind of like when someone gets a doctorate, how you can put like MD after their name. Now you will always be Nicholas, who was once found covered in feces. Like that's how, that is your... That is like your...
he's a Finn, found in feces. Or Fifth.
Found in feces?
Yeah.
Nick Fifth. Yeah. Doctor of Poo.
Yeah, Fifth Jamelli.
Ow, Nick! You almost died.
All right, so here is Nick. And I guess people were approaching you, Nick, and relaying to you how you were covered in your own feces.
Yelling tomatoes.
How many people did that, do you think?
Four.
Four people went out of their way to tell him about that. Had to be so humiliating. But here we go. We move on.
So it was a hell of a game yesterday. And I would think if people
wasn't for Halak screwing up, it would have been a shutout-a-roo.
One of the best phantom tripping calls I've ever seen in my life.
It's quite amazing. The overhead view of that was priceless.
Oh, sure. I mean, the overhead one.
Oh,
and I guess Marshan was seen like pointing up at the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
Unbelievable yesterday, but Pastrnak scores 4 goals. He's got 10 points already. He's one of the only 7 players, I think, in the NHL with 10 points.
Second in the NHL in goals.
And yeah. I'm a little concerned that no one else is able to do anything except the top line, but, you know, they are 5-1.
They are. So here is Nick outside of the game yesterday. I'm guessing probably around, like, 4:30.
Yeah, not a bad day to be out there. You know, nope. A nice weather, and you're out there, and here you go.
Can we use this for the radio?
Yes.
So, talk to me about today's game.
Listen, okay, I think that this huge $100 million makeover of the garden is great.
How much was it?
Or was it $1
million? I don't know. It was $1 million, yeah.
Either way, stop whining. Enjoy the makeover. Stop being negative. Okay. Enjoy the seats. They put a lot of money to it.
Okay.
Are you giving her a little tickle? Like, what's going on over there? Sounds like the two of you are having some fun. Or was she a heavy girl with a very skinny man rubbing her back?
No, then he would be in an amusement park.
Yeah, they'd be in Topsfield.
That only happens in line for rides.
I didn't know if there was a fan fest. No. I think there was a fan fest.
Okay. Enjoy the seats. They put a lot of money to it.
Okay, all right.
Wait, where are you from?
From Marshfield.
My best friend's from Pomeroc.
Pomeroc, are you aware of the area?
Nick, of course, yes.
Yes, Nick is aware of it. Nick, I know this broad. Wait, you're from Marshfield? Are you the guy that was found nude in bed? Covered in feces?
The Marshfield Mess. I think that's his nickname down there.
He's like a German pig pen.
He's Marshfield's pig pen, but instead of dirt, it's feces.
Yeah.
From Marshfield.
My best friend's from Pomeroc.
Oh, yeah?
She's from Blueberry Way.
Yeah, Marshfield, we got the best
feces. Fourth Cliff, Pomeroc.
Yeah, nice. I'm from Green Harbor.
I grew up in Squanum.
Can I hear your heartbeat?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, someone wants to come up.
All right.
See what's doing.
I'm the freak with the ticking heart.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, someone wants to see what's doing. Nick, did they tell you that if this happened 10 years ago, you would have been as good as dead? Was it modern science that allowed this to happen?
Mm-hmm. What?
Can I hear your heartbeat?
Yeah, go for it.
Wait, ask me another question.
He almost died.
I almost died.
Really? Wait, so what's so
your
question?
Get
out of here.
Isn't that weird?
Hey, do you know Squanum?
Do I know Squanum?
Squanum from Quincy, that's where I'm from.
Okay.
Can I give a shout out to Squanum?
Go for it.
This is the shout out to Squanum, 617.
It's very hard to believe that Squanum is.
And Squanum says, hey back.
Hey.
What's up, city?
Hey, thanks. I was waiting for a shout out.
Stepping out. Are you okay?
I'm good now.
But you're here.
I feel bad that Fred makes fun of you.
I wish I could buy you a beer.
What?
I feel bad that Fred makes fun of you for pooping yourself.
Wait a second. Why is that making fun of him? It's just stating the facts. How brave he is. And the allegiance his girlfriend has to him to actually just not turned and walked away.
I just like at one point it finally hits her that you almost died. She goes, you okay?
Yeah, it took her a second.
Nah. Yeah. Right after she said her Squanum shout out, there was this weird silence. She goes, you okay?
Well, the guy comes in and he's like, you know, sorry about all the feces.
Beer.
What?
I feel bad that Fred makes fun of you for pooping yourself up.
Yeah, he's kind of a dick like that, huh?
Oh, really? Remember the time that you were passed out in bed?
Jesus.
By the way, your girlfriend has pictures.
What?
I feel bad that Fred makes fun of you for pooping yourself.
Yeah, he's kind of a dick like that.
Remember, Nick, when your dad was making out with Tyler Faith, the adult film star? And everyone was there to see him, and you might as well have not have been there?
Here we go.
Here we go. Remember we had that big event, and no one was there to see you? And they just wanted to see your dad?
Oh,
and then he ended up, and then he had dinner with Tyler Faith, and then they started making out.
My name is Mark Cimelli.
I hate this. I hate everyone. I hate everybody here. I hate you. I hate Fred.
You should have just left. No one would have known the difference. Oh. There's really no excuse for him being there. If he was uncomfortable, he could have gotten out. No one would have known.
What?
I feel bad that Fred makes fun of you for pooping yourself.
Yeah, he's kind of a dick like that, huh?
He had an infection and it went to his heart.
My girlfriend found me in my bed.
Yeah, found him.
Are you because okay she, now?
Yeah.
I've been following Tina.
Oh, I'm getting a hug.
Touch her and Rich.
Yep.
To be honest, I've been listening since I've been dating him at Screecho.
You could...
She's been dating Screech?
McScreecho?
There's a Telemundo version of Saved by the Bell.
It's McScreecho.
It's McScreecho. I have a robot.
McScreecho.
Tori Spelling, you're my love. That's my Italian-Mexican.
To be honest, I've been listening since I've been dating him at Screecho.
You could... If you could say anything to the Boston Bruins, what would it be?
Tuukka, keep your head in the game. Don't get distracted.
I love meatballs.
Did a part of you die when he said that? Did a part of you die when he said that?
It's like first you mentioned that I was covered in crap, and now you're just talking about my dad instead of me.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Maybe your dad needs another endorsement.
And I'll make meatballs.
The Awakened 180 people said, you know what, maybe we should have given it to him.
No, the Awakened 180 people say we have to write half the copy explaining why he's doing this.
I got his dry audio, by the way, from the read. I did.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, well, let's play some of that when we come back.
Well, I mean, it's going to be a minute. It's going to be a minute to put it in.
All right. Well, I would like to hear it at some
point. I feel bad that Fred makes fun of you for pooping yourself.
All right. It's Will Brinson on the way.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com. Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Listening at home to Touch Your Enrich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub, we're Touch Your Enrich. And, not to harp on LeBron James, but this is, I mean, he is really dumb. And now they're starting to show pictures of him again laying down in the locker room. I mean, it's just pathetic. There's a scrum of media in a locker room, and there's a bunch of people, personnel from the team, and all the other players, and he's laying on his stomach reading a book. First of all, it's like, all right, dude, you read. And second of all, it's like a Twilight book. LeBron James positions himself as a philosopher, a Renaissance man. And then he opens his mouth and you realize he is not the most intelligent person on the planet.
Yeah, and so yesterday he was finally allowed to speak about this China situation, which once again, Fred illustrated it very clearly, and that is you've got people in Hong Kong. Daryl Morey, the GM of the Rockets, sent out a tweet that was in support of the people who are standing up to China and their oppression. And as a matter of fact, as Fred said it, you know, the people in China or the people in Hong Kong are being gassed, murdered, and beaten, and they're trying to stand up against an authoritarian government. It's just something I don't care if, even if you don't know all the details, you should, as an American, support somebody that's doing that. Like,
well, it's kind of the idea.
Sure. I mean, it's something that you don't really need to read too much about other than to know that here's an authoritarian government that is gassing these people and that's killing these people.
Who are looking for democracy.
Right. So,
and they're being pushed down by authoritative government.
So yes. Morey sends out this tweet. Of course, the people of China and the government goes crazy.
Which should tell you something else, is that if a tweet from the GM of the Rockets creates this kind of international incident, I mean, not all is well.
No.
That's not the work of a government that, you know, is on the up and up.
But there are, if you're an NBA player or you're someone in the NBA, there is money to be lost. There is
salary cap implications.
Absolutely. There's endorsements you could lose. And in LeBron James's case, he could end up not getting the rights to Space Jam 2 being shown in China.
Space Jam 2, yes.
That's indeed. Right. So, but LeBron was asked yesterday about this, and LeBron ended up making a statement that, quite frankly, it just seems to me like he walked away going, ah, yeah, I did it.
Yes, and then because he's stupid.
Yeah, and so here is this quite, this might be the worst possible thing he could have said.
Yes.
I mean, I can't think of anything more self-centered than this.
So short of carrying a Chinese flag and saying, go, go, go.
Right, so here is LeBron James.
I think when we all sit back and learn from the situation that happened, understand that what you could tweet or could say, and we all talk about this freedom of speech. Yes, we all do have freedom of speech, but at times there are ramifications for the negative that can happen when you're not thinking about others and you're only thinking about yourself. So I don't believe I don't want to get into a word or sentence feud with Daryl. Morey, but I believe he wasn't educated on the situation at hand, and he spoke, and so many people could have been harmed, not only financially but physically, emotionally, spiritually.
Now he's referring to the Lakers, who were overseas in China, which I'm sure, in all seriousness, was an inconvenience and probably not the best time to be there. But he didn't get shot.
So just be careful what we tweet and we say and what we do, even though, yes, we do have freedom of speech, but there can be a lot of negative that comes with that, too.
Last question, please.
You believe that Daryl was ill-informed when he did that? Is it research?
That's just my belief. I don't know. That's my belief. That's all I can say. I believe he was either misinformed or not really educated on the situation.
Do you think that he has yes men in his life?
No,
that his debate could be like, it's just what I believe. Like, that's all it takes to win any argument he's in. That's all it takes. I believe it. Oh, well, okay.
And if he was, then so be it. But I have no idea, but that's just my belief. Because just when you say things or do things, if you're doing it, and you know the people that can be affected by it, and the families and the individuals and everyone that can be affected by it, sometimes things can be changed as well. And also sometimes social media is not always the proper way to go about things as well. But that's just my belief.
Okay, and the families that are being affected by the people are obviously NBA players. He's talking about himself. Has nothing to do with what's going on with Hong Kong. And so afterwards, when he immediately got backlash, he tweeted this out, thinking that he was going to say, oh, I was misconstrued, that's not what I meant. But no, he ends up tweeting basically that this is exactly what I meant. He said, let me clear up the confusion. I do not believe there was any consideration for the consequences and ramifications of the tweet. I am not discussing the substance. And as I said before, the substance is a pretty big effing deal. Matter of fact, it's the deal. And to just ignore it, and just say, well, you know, but look, we had a bad week.
And it didn't come out of the blue. I think the fact that the NBA was going to China might have sparked his thinking that he needed to make that statement.
I mean, that would make sense. And he put, others can talk about that. He said, my team in this league just went through a difficult week. I think people need to understand what a tweet or a statement could do to others. And I believe nobody stopped to consider what would happen. Could have waited a week to send it. Okay.
Okay, so here's the deal. If I was on the Lakers, I would have been pissed off too. I would have been like, oh, Jesus, now I got to deal with this. This is really uncomfortable. I certainly wouldn't have come out and said that what my inconvenience was not worth speaking out against atrocities that are occurring right now in Hong Kong and China.
So this is from Dan Wetzel, wrote something this morning, and he makes probably the best point of all of them. He says, of all the bizarre, confusing, and frankly ridiculous thing LeBron James said on Monday about the ongoing controversy between NBA and China, here was the most troubling. In criticizing Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey, James decided to mimic the many wrong-headed critics who ripped the league's biggest star when he weighs in on various political and social issues. He essentially told Morey to shut up and dribble, or at least shut up and study advanced analytics, or shut up and crunch salary cap numbers, or shut up and do whatever the general manager equivalent of dribbling is. Quote, I don't want to get into a verbal feud with Daryl Morey, but I believe he wasn't educated on the situation at hand that he spoke.
James said Monday. And so many people could have been harmed, not only financially, physically, emotionally, but spiritually. And he said, there's a ton to unpack there, but let's start with this. Yes, LeBron, there can be a lot of negatives that come with freedom of speech, but it sure isn't close to the negatives that come from not having freedom of speech. This isn't a free speech issue, though. That involves the government silencing its citizens. And while the NBA and Rockets and the Chinese communists aren't happy with Maury retweeting his message, he is, as an American, not facing any legal ramifications here in the United States. Mercifully, our government doesn't work like China's. Instead, what Maury is dealing with is the backlash from his bosses and apparently NBA superstars who have said he might have messed their money. But the number one thing is, remember how he even made like a TV show called Shut Up and Dribble that he's got on Showtime? Where
what
it's
is
like
it Greta Van Susteren or something told him to shut up?
It was Laura Ingraham.
Blonde.
So just think about that. So the one thing that he has made this big crusade against is being told not to speak about politics. Like, I'm going to speak about politics. And he ran with the Shut Up and Dribble, and he made a show about it. And Dan Wetzel is 100% right.
Yeah.
What he just said there, like, listen, it could have waited 2 weeks. You know, he wasn't very informed about it. He told him to shut up and dribble.
Yeah, it's an excellent point. I mean, it's absolutely true. Not that LeBron would have the introspective ability to look in and realize that maybe he was being a hypocrite. No, he had a bad time in China, which, again, I'm sure it was not the best time to be in China, but you got to put in perspective that, you know, you had a kind of crappy week and then you come home and you have 72 houses and you're not going to get shot, which is what is happening in Hong Kong.
It's like if your flight is delayed because the flight that was coming in, there was a plane crash. Do you complain about being late?
Well, I would, but
I mean, that's essentially what it is. It's complaining about your inconvenience when awful things are happening.
Right.
And just completely ignoring that.
Yeah, I'd like complain to my wife, but I wouldn't get on. Yeah, talk to the media.
By the way, Will Brinson just tweeted, hopping on my pals, touching Rich Talk NFL right now. Maybe we'll mention the refs.
Yeah, I think that we will.
Well, that'll happen.
I think that we'll talk at great length on the refs. All right, Will Brinson's going to join us. He can also talk about the Patriots, of course. And he will join us because there are no commercials, just the headlines.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestfording.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.